It's Monday, news listeners, and time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of December, 2022. Got some of the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past few days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, bow your heads for yet another Google service that's kicked the bucket, or kicking the bucket anyways. Yes, Google is going to be shutting down Duplex. Yes, Duplex, at least on the web, will be shutting down its service at the end of 2022. And according to Google, they say as we continue to improve the Duplex experience, we're responding to the feedback we've heard from users and developers about how to make it even better. So by the end of this year, Duplex will be turned off on the web and fully focusing on making AI advancements to the Duplex voice technology. Now, yeah, even though they say, well, we're going to make improvements in all this, does that mean Duplex is coming back? Eh, I wouldn't look for it. From what we're actually hearing, the reason why Google is shutting down Duplex on the web, it might have something to do with the cost of training an AI to look through all those websites. Ah, that Pixel 4 phone. Woo, it's pretty popular, isn't it? It's such a great phone. I mean, really, you should run out and get one right now. You won't be disappointed. No, Google didn't pay me anything, but they sure paid a lot of other people. And by the way, I don't own a Pixel phone. Whoa, what a coincidence. Neither did these people. Yeah, it's kind of snuck out on the interwebs at Google and iHeartMedia. We're not really, shall we say, truthful with our listeners when Google paid millions of radio hosts to endorse the Pixel 4. And those radio hosts, they didn't even use it. Now, once that got out, of course, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission in the U.S., said, yeah, I think something needs to be done about this. Now, from what we can tell, Google allegedly paid more than $2.6 million to iHeartRadio, in which Google provided scripts for hosts to read on the air. The only thing I love more than taking a perfect photo is taking the perfect photo at night with my brand new Google Pixel 4. There's many other scripts pretty much the same way. And 9 times out of 10, the person reading it, yeah, they didn't even own it nor use the Pixel 4. Now, iHeartRadio, yeah, they declined to comment. Can't imagine why. We did get a little comment, though, from Google. Pretty much just saying, we are pleased to resolve this issue. Finally, yep, it's time for another craft for Christmas. This one's for all those cat lovers out there, including myself. Did you know cats do poetry? No, it's true. In fact, they've got a book on Amazon right now. It's called I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats. Now, if you believe this or not, this is the internationally best-selling book of tongue-in-cheek poetry by cats. Although the cats had a little bit of help. Thanks to Francisco Marsiliano. Hey, if I butchered your name, sorry, Francisco. Yes, he was able to channel the cats and get their innermost feelings and deep dark secrets, which then turned into wonderful poems with such titles as Is Who Is That on Your Lap? This Is My Chair, Kneel Before Me, and Some of My Best Friends Are Dogs. Now, it's actually a mini coffee table side book, so, yep, you can just put it right there in your living room and have it be a talking point when somebody comes in, while your cat is probably hissing at him from the other side of the sofa. And again, since it is Christmas, it might make that great gift for somebody that you know that just has those kind of cats. Heck, it's even available in hardback. And those of you out there thinking, well, geez, that must be expensive. Nah. Amazon right now, pick it up for $8.14. No word yet, though, if a cat actually peed on the book. Maybe that's why it's so cheap. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, still located at britishtechnetwork.com. It is over there where you can find all the BTN podcasts, including the latest Mac Show and Big Show 2. Also, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. On the news show, we won't have a Tuesday edition tomorrow, but yes, we're actually going to have a Wednesday installment. And we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on then, but until then, hope your week starts off well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.